Well, someplace north and west of Sioux Falls. I'm told it was on Vandemark. It reminds me of the old Boggs place. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're pretty close to it. That's his old house right here to the north of us. So, yeah, we're right there.
This is Adam Morehauser. Adam, kind of a change of plans today. You were going to go one place that was closer to Colton near the Benton Church, but we're a little someplace else.
Yeah, we were going to switch over, and we started doing some beans here the last couple of days. We were waiting on one field of corn that we want to plant. It's still a little wet yet, so we decided, well, let's just plant some beans, more beans today, and we'll change the planter over tonight in the dark, and we'll go hit that corn tomorrow. And sound like they're going to hold off on the rain, so that's why we decided to wait till tomorrow with the corn. So,
are you behind schedule from where you were a year ago?
I think we, this time last year, I think we only had about 100 acres of beans to go. So we're not too far off, but yeah, we're a little behind, but yeah, not too far off, I guess, where we were last year. We're probably, after today, we probably should have about 40% of our beans planted, so.
So how are you finding the soil? Is it easier to put the seed in the ground? Is it more difficult? Are you finding some wet spots?
Oh, we're definitely finding some wet spots out here. This is probably one of the wetter springs I can remember anyway. Yeah, there's some wet spots. The field we want to do, the corn, most of our fields have drain tile in there, so it's pretty easy to get into. That one doesn't, so it's a little tougher too, but the ones I got drain tile have been done a really good job of getting the water away for us so we can get in and get stuff planted in a timely manner. So, but yeah, it's pretty wet out here. Even just in this field here, it's usually pretty dry. There's some little tacky spots here and there. So,
quit looking at me when you say tacky spots. You know, as I was looking at this, you know, you and I talked last year about the bean prices versus the corn prices. Did it affect what you did this year?
Oh, we just like to keep a rotation, kind of keep it half and half. I think this year we have probably 100 acres more beans than corn this year. But, yeah, it does make a difference. You know, with the commodity prices going up and down right now, with the, you don't know if there's a trade war on or not, so it's been kind of tough to market, but we have hit some pretty good prices here. I think prices so far have been almost higher than they were all last year, so that's kind of a good deal to go through. Even though we haven't even planted anything, we have some contracted though to get right after we harvest to haul right to town. So
we had a conversation when you were harvesting last year about Dad. You got Dad off doing some work today. How do you convince Dad that he needs to go get beans?
He just wants to keep me in the field, so whatever he needs to do, he goes to do that. He's been mowing the lawn, so he's kind of taking care of the cattle while I'm out here. So he just kind of leaves the planting up to me, and he kind of is a gopher for me. He'll go whatever I need to get. So,
With what you've had as far as a wetness, does that scare you as far as what you'll have come fall, what you might have? Is it good, bad, or indifferent?
More importantly, more than how much rain you get, I think is more of the timeliness of the rain. You know, getting the rain in July and August would be really beneficial, you know. I mean, it's nice to have moisture to work with at the beginning of the year. That's no doubt. I mean, it's good to get this crop growing. I think we've had really actually pretty good ideal weather since the snow melted. We've had really nice warm temperatures, and they've stayed warm, and the ground's been actually pretty good. And this cornfield right next to us here, we planted probably 10 days ago, and it's already emerged. It's got nice spikes coming, so I think it's the ground and everything is really pretty good, actually, right now. Pretty good. Considering there's some spots that are wet, it's pretty ideal, actually, the growing weather, anyway.
Now, as I look at this, you're not even driving. I mean, you've got no hands on the wheel. I got chewed out last night because I only had one hand on the wheel. How are you doing this?
Oh, I got all of it saved here in the computer here, basically, in the monitor, and you just go where you need to go and hit the auto steer on here, and away you go. So, and I got the cruise on, so I keep this right amount of speed, and it's pretty easy out here, pretty relaxy sometimes. So, it's pretty easy, makes it real easy.
Now, you spend a lot of time in the classroom talking to a lot of kids. What would they say about you not having any hands on the wheel?
I think some of them would be pretty amazed at it, how they can do it. It is actually pretty amazing, I think, how they came up with this. But yeah, I've gone and talked to them. I showed them all. Kind of my presentation is kind of on stuff how they farm back in the 40s and 50s as compared to now. So it's kind of a good learning experience for the kids to compare back then to now. So,
kind of beans that you're planting today are what?
These are NK beans here. Usually we plant NKs and Asgrows. So those are our main beans. But yeah, these are NKs here. These are some 2-0 maturity beans, so they're kind of right in the mid-range for around here. We're kind of going out 1-0 to about a 2-4. It's kind of, we'll hit a lot of beans around here for maturity-wise.
When you talk to the kids in the classroom, you're still talking about this being a family farm, family operation. Is that something that they still want to do?
Yeah, some of them kids is pretty interesting. You go in there and you talk to them and you ask how many have been on a farm, and a lot of them raise their hand. You know, they still have grandparents out there or aunts and uncles. So, yeah, and this is what I've always wanted to do. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it. So, you know, I like to get out and tell those kids, you know, what we do and stuff. So they really enjoy me coming in there and talking to them. So.
I wore an Optima shirt today. That's something that farmers ought to wear all the time. Are you optimist in 2018?
Well, you got to be. If you're not, you're probably in the wrong occupation. You always got to be optimistic for a good year, hopefully for good prices. So you always got to be optimistic.
Adam Moorhauser, one of these guys that you just kind of have to love for what they're doing for us, and we appreciate what he's doing in the classroom as well. Adam, thanks for the visit.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for coming out.